We've been to Nicaragua before to a place called Blue Fields, and Ketley and Vital Pierre are the missionaries there. They're actually from Haiti. Seems weird, but they're from Haiti, and they're running. They started the church as an after-school program. So they got the children to come, and then as they established the church part of it, the parents came. Actually, James Sellards went down and helped them with a pool that they put in, which is like one of the only pools down there. And of course, that is, it created this situation where Bluefields is kind of this community center now, where everybody comes for spiritual reasons, but also for social and you know, recreation, everything. So they've made that church just a home for that community. So we went to Hallover, which was 3 hours by boat up a river, a place that had no streets or anything. Now, and that was a church plant. And now Vital and Ketley have begun this church in Cougar Hill. They, when we fly down, we fly into Managua, which is on the west coast of Nicaragua, and we take a short hop over to the eastern side to Bluefields. Well, now, for the first time ever, there's going to actually be a road that goes from Managua all the way across the country to, it's going right through Cougar Hill. So, hey, let's put a church up. So, again, they're starting it as a children's program and everything, and then it'll be established into a church. So we're going down for the big send-off, like you said, and our biggest point is teacher training. I want to leave something behind. There's groups that go and do VBSs and, you know, big outreaches and things, but I want to leave teachers who know how to minister to children when we leave. So we're going in there. We're going to be there probably from the 27th through the 8th of January. So you don't have to have any gifts or abilities or talents or anything. Love children, love the Lord. Many people have gone. They didn't know what they were going to end up doing. Crafts, games, loving on the kids, being in the skits, leading worship. I mean, there's just all kinds of things that we end up doing. So so that's going to be a fun trip. Everybody really expressed well about how life-changing it is. So I'm not going to reiterate all of that. Take away the English language and add some strange clothes and you've got it, okay? So then our next opportunities were in India. We have been going to On Goal, and there's a group there called Indian Christian Ministries, and they had been praying for someone to come alongside them. What their program was training pastors and establishing churches. That was their job. And they kept praying about the fact that with all of this success came a zillion kids. And they didn't really know what to do with that. Well, the Lord told him to just leave it alone. He kept praying about it, just leave it alone. And so finally, EMI, Engineering Ministries International, went and helped them put up some churches. And we know them. And so they mentioned, well, hey, we got all these kids. We don't know what to do with them. And then Bob Smith put us in touch with them. So we've been able to fill that need. It just feels so good. We were an answer to their prayer to help them learn how to set up a children's ministry and do outreach into the communities and everything. They were sitting reading the Bible to the kids like a pastor might do or something, and it was going completely over their heads. They weren't even aware that children need to be ministered to differently, or how to set up a program or use people's gifts and talents in the children's ministry. So we've been working with them in On Goal. The last trip, we've gone twice now, and the last one we had 300 teachers that we taught. And then Steve mentioned that we follow up with a vacation Bible school so those teachers can work alongside us and they have practical experience now moving large groups of children through a program. So we've been invited back. They want us to go to Hyderabad this time, which is above where we were before. And this is with Indian Christian Ministries again. Like Steve mentioned, the core team is going to go. We're going to stay for the month. There'll be a group that comes for about 2 weeks, 14 days, 12, 14 days. And they'll meet us. They'll go with us, and we'll work there with them for that period of time doing the training and the vacation Bible school. That team will then return, and a second team will meet us in Bangalore. with, and this is a separate ministry. I don't know the guy's last name, but his name is Atma. He is a missionary, and I met him last year, and he just had this fervor. He said, it is imperative. He said, I just feel it's imperative that we get Christ into these communities now. He said, I feel this urgency. And he just kept saying the word urgency. That was a year ago. I don't know if you've read in the papers about everything that's going on over in India, but that's happened since. So I believe that this man is so right on with the Lord. He knows what's going on. And he has had a program where they start home churches. And again, they don't know what to do with the kids. They don't know how to teach them and everything. When I talk with him about the program that we do, he started crying. I mean, he literally started crying because this is so much what they need. So we're going to now, you know, cost a fortune to get over there. So as long as we're there, we'll just stay there and we'll go down to the second area and we'll have another team meet us in Bangalore and do that area. He's actually stating right now that he has approximately 500 people that are interested in the training and 1,000 children. So we need help. We have the teachers that we train help us, but we need your help too. So anyway, India is a fascinating place. Nicaragua is different, but not that culturally different than we are here as much as India. I mean, it's just in a completely different environment, the language, the clothing, their attitudes. I mean, I'm always fascinated by the fact that the children and many adults don't believe that they've sinned unless they're caught. So that's one of the things that we teach them is that God sees into your heart. And it's just a newsflash to them. So anyway, there's just so much fertile ground out there to just tell all this stuff to them about the Lord and everything. Introduce them to him in a way that we don't get here because everybody's had some opportunity to be exposed to Jesus Christ here. Even in Nicaragua, they've experienced it in some manner. In India, it's completely new. They don't know anything about that. So anyway, pray about where the Lord would use you. I did want to mention this. When we go to Hyderabad, we'll probably stay in hotels. When we go to Bangalore, we'll probably be in a private home. There'll be a home that they rent for us. In Nicaragua, we'll probably be staying in a dorm type situation. So, you know, we have a website. Go on it. There's an email there. You can email me with any of your questions at all. And all the forms you need to fill out and everything are on the website, too.